Luxembourg. European Union member states have reached a landmark agreement to completely stop importing Russian oil and gas by January 2028. The decision targets Russian revenue streams as the war in Ukraine continues. The decision, approved by nearly all EU energy ministers during a meeting in Luxembourg on Monday, covers both pipeline oil and liquefied natural gas, LNG. Under the draft regulation, EU members would phase out new Russian gas contracts from January 2026, end existing short-term contracts by June 2026, and terminate long-term agreements in January 2028. The proposal now requires approval from the European Parliament, where it is expected to pass. The measure forms part of a broader EU strategy to curb reliance on Russian energy. Denmark's energy minister Lars Aagaard described the plan as a crucial step toward European energy independence. "Although we have worked hard to reduce Russian gas and oil in recent years, we are not there yet," he said. Denmark currently holds the EU's rotating presidency. EU imports of Russian oil have already fallen to just 3% of total consumption, while Russian gas still accounts for 13% of EU gas imports, costing more than 15 billion euros, $17.5 billion, annually, according to the European Council. Despite this, Russia's energy exports are primarily directed to China, India, and Turkey. The countries most dependent on Russian energy are Hungary and Slovakia, followed by France, the Netherlands, and Belgium. Both Hungary and Slovakia opposed the initiative, citing energy security concerns, but the plan passed with a weighted majority of 15 member states. The approved text includes flexibilities for landlocked nations such as Hungary and Slovakia. In addition to the trade restrictions, the EU is negotiating a new sanctions package that would bring forward the LNG import ban to January 2027. EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs Kaja Kallas said the new sanctions could be approved as early as this week.